This is Timbo from Speed Buggy, and you're listening to Cross Radio.
Cross Radio, prvi program. Pozdrav iz Beograda. Na početku 137. izdanja Cross Radio čuli smo Speed Buggy USA, band koji je u sredu uveče otprašio dobrih 2 sata u Domu omladine. Iskoristili smo priliku da o raznim stvarima popričamo sa Timbom, pevačem benda. Na svojoj evropskoj turneji Speed Buggy će posjetiti i razne cross destinacije. Celokupna brojka je fascinantna. 29 koncerata za 30 dana.
Yeah, no days off. It's pretty hard. I'm not used to singing every day, you know, so... After a while, you just get used to it. You know, just do it every single day, and just becomes routine.
Razlog turneje je vrlo jasan.
Yeah, we have a brand new album. It's called Red Eyed and Rowdy. It's recorded live in Los Angeles, and it's pretty good. We're pretty excited about it. We've got guest musicians, this pedal steel player, and backup vocal people. The guy who produced and mixed the album. He's worked with the Rolling Stones and Dave and Bowie before, so it's a really good sounding album.
U press materijalu smo pročitali, a i na koncertu se uverili u to da mnogi kritičari negde porede Speed Buggy USA sa Pogsima ili Johnny Cashom.
Well, I love the Pogues. I think the Pogues are amazing songwriters, and I love Johnny Cash too, so that works good. I mean, the Pogues kind of did for Irish music, traditional Irish music, what we want to do for American country and cowboy music. Let's bring it so it's more for everybody, you know?
Odakle potiču koreni zvuka Speed Buggy?
I think a lot of our music comes from the 60s, 70s country sound. People like Johnny Cash and George Jones and Buck Owens and that whole realm of stuff mixed in with stuff like The Clash. and the Pogues, and you kind of put it in a blender and it comes out like that, you know.
Da pređemo malo u Ameriku.
No, it's pretty cool for us in America. People really enjoy it, you know. It's something different. So America's always pretty open to something that's happening, you know. I mean, the only problem in America right now is everything's so commercial on the radio, it's hard to get on the radio. It's all Britney Spears and pop and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully we can fight that. That's our goal for our next album, is to write something that can be on commercial country radio.
Kako Timbo vidi tipičan punk rock sastav u vremenu elektronske muzike?
The hardest part is there's less clubs in America, live music clubs. There's not as many as there used to be. Because the dance music's huge in America. People like the discotheques and all that stuff. But I think it's also good too, because it weeds out a lot of bad musicians that will give up because they don't, you know, keep on writing songs, not make money. So it's good for us. I mean, we all work. We all I do construction work when we're not on tour. So, you know, we're still very blue collar, and that's our whole deal, is to try to preserve American blue collar music. We try to actually bring it to people that have forgotten about it, yeah.
Koliko se Speed Buggy u tekstovima osvrću na dnevno političku situaciju?
Our songs, as far as like political, it's more of a social political criticism. How, I can't speak for the world, but how in America they're sending too many jobs to countries and paying those people no money, taking the jobs away from Americans, but not lowering the price of the goods. Like Levi's jeans aren't made in America, where they're made in China. Most American cars are made in Mexico. So in Mexico and China, they're not paying these people any money. So these people can't make a living, but yet the people in America lost their jobs. So I think that's a problem. It's just like, and then they're trying to break all the labor unions in America where you can get benefits. I don't know what it is like in this country, but in America you don't get social benefits. There's no free medical. If I broke my leg, if I don't have the money to get it fixed, it doesn't get fixed. So you have to sell something to fix your leg. So these are problems, you know, that people don't really think about, you know, because the rich people don't worry about the poor people. And there used to be a large middle class in America. I think a lot of people think Americans are rich because there was a point where there were a lot of middle class people, and that's shrinking. There's less and less middle class in America.
Ova godina je godina izbora u Americi.
I don't know. It's a hard one because you don't see the Democrats up front that much yet. We'll see who the Democrats put up against them, you know? I mean, I don't belong to any party. I don't believe in political parties. I just believe in the issues and just wait and see who you think can help you the best. But I think all politicians are puppets of industry anyway, so, you know, it's really who's going to help you out the most in the end. Who knows?
Ovo je već drugi put u godini dana da Speed Buggy dolaze na evropsku turneju, pa i na cross teritoriju. Kakve su impresije?
We haven't had that much time to really see much of it, in all honesty, because we play every day, so we don't have a day off to actually explore, but I have no problem with it. I think it's fun. I appreciate that people are into the music and interested in finding out more about this kind of music, you know, country music especially, you know. I think it's growing in Europe. Unfortunately, because of Johnny Cash's death, probably more people are finding out about it than ever, but it's fun to find people that aren't this kind of music, you know. It's been in America for a long time. It's working class American music. So it's good to see that maybe other people will understand these stories about hardships and how it does suck for people in life. And things are really hard, you know, trying to pay your rent, or sometimes people drink too much and then that just affects them. And that's really the basis of country music. It's more of a social awareness of what can happen to working class people, whether good or bad.
Na kraju Timbo sumira muzičku 2003. godinu.
Lucinda Williams, I liked her last album, I thought was really good. I think that the box that they put out of Johnny Cash stuff's worth buying, even though it's really expensive. I think that was good. And Joe Strummer's last album, I think, is amazing. I think that it's amazing that they actually captured that right before he died. I like the folk aspect, where he did more folky kind of stuff on there as well, instead of just the punk rock stuff. I think it was, and it was a little less world music. It seemed like it was a little bit more folk horn in some of it. I really liked that album. I'm trying to think of anything else I bought. This is it, but new. I buy usually old stuff. I try to keep on buying old American music and just rediscovering stuff that I've never listened to before all the time.
Za kraj još jednom, Speed Buggy USA. Pozdrav!
I don't care. This is Pandit G from Asian Dub Foundation alongside the Mighty Invasion. And you're listening to Cross Radio throughout Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia. And this one is dedicated to each and everyone. We'll be back soon. Thanks, love and respect.
Cross Radio.